Call Back the Past.
And now, over to your editor, Percy Seath.
One of the hits on the 1942 Song Parade was this one by the Mills Brothers.
I'm gonna buy a paper doll that I can call my own, a doll that other fellows cannot steal. And then the flirty, flirty guys with the flirty, flirty eyes will have to flirt with dollies that are real. When I come home at night, she will be waiting. She'll be the truest doll in all this world. I'd rather have a paper doll to call my own than have a fickle-minded real-life girl.
In England, Winston Churchill, now firmly in command, reconstructed the cabinet with Clement Attlee appointed as Deputy Prime Minister and Stafford Cripps as leader of the House. In 1942, Cripps made this speech at a Christian fellowship meeting in which he outlined, as he saw it, the function of the church.
It's not the function of the church as an organized body to enter the lists of political parties. To do so would be to confuse issues and to jeopardize the true power of religion. It is for the church to provide the moral force and the driving power for social and economic development. The technical details of government and of legislation are for the politicians.
A.C. Hartley's Fido, developed in 1942, was the code name for a device for clearing airports of fog, while American scientists produced the world's first electronic brain or computer, and the Germans the first turboprop engine and the fearsome V-2 rocket. And while Fermi succeeded in splitting the atom, possibly not realizing what effect his research was going to have on the future of mankind, the invention of magnetic tape signaled the coming revolution in sound. Richard Adensole's Warsaw Concerto captured the imagination of high and lowbrow alike as the war wore on. Rommel, with his famed Afrika Korps, rolled on to Tobruk, Mirza Matru, and finally El Alamein, where the 8th Army was waiting under the command of General Montgomery.
Here we will stand and fight. There will be no further withdrawal. I have ordered that all plans and instructions dealing with further withdrawal are to be burnt, and at once. The great point to remember is that we are going to finish with this chap Rommel once and for all. It'll be quite easy. There's no doubt about it. He is definitely a nuisance. Therefore, we will hit him a crack and finish with him.
Monty's super confidence inspired his men to make good his prophecy, and the El Alamein battle proved to be the turning point in the African campaign.
Cockpit Talbot here, and we're recording up forward in the desert. And you must forgive me if I'm shouting, because I'm shouting against the voices of British guns. We're up here with some of the batteries, just behind some of the very, very heavy guns, and there's a terrific barrage going on. Standing here in the moonlight, it's the most amazing panorama. For miles from north to south in a great semicircle, there's a whole series of flashes. It's an almost unbroken barrage being pumped into the enemy.
Vor der Kaserne, vor dem großen Tor, stand eine Laterne und steht sie noch davor. So wollen wir uns da wiedersehen, bei der Laterne wollen wir stehen, wie einst Lili Marleen, wie einst Lili Marleen. Unsere beiden Schatten sahen wie einer aus, dass wir so lieb uns hatten, das sah man gleich daraus. Und alle Leute sollen es sehen, wenn wir bei der Laterne stehen, wie einst Lili Marleen, wie einst Lili Marleen.
The song that transcended the barriers of war and ended up a favorite on both sides of the trenches. This song, though, was decidedly American.
This is the Army, Mr. Jones. No private rooms or telephones. You had your breakfast in bed before, but you won't have it there anymore. This is the Army, Mr. Green. We like the barracks nice and clean. You had a housemaid to clean your floor, but she won't help you out anymore. What the buglers command. They're in the army and not in the
This
band.
Is the Army by Irving Berlin. And Mrs. Jones and Green were fast learning that army life could be anything but musical as they faced the Japanese onslaughts at Bataan and Corregidor, where a dispirited General Wainwright gave the order for surrender.
This is Lieutenant General Wainwright. Subject, surrender. It became apparent that the garrison or war forces would be eventually destroyed by aerial and artillery bombardment and by infantry supported by tanks which have overwhelmed the Corregidor.
As Al Alamein had proved to be the turning point in Africa, so later in 1942 would the next American battle at Guadalcanal turn the tide in the Pacific. The year saw the award of the George Cross to the people of Malta for their heroism in the face of continued German attacks and the death in South Africa of General J.B.M. Herzog. Czechoslovakian patriots took the life of Gestapo leader Heydrich, and an abortive raid on Dieppe caused casualties which included 3,500 Canadians. In spite of the war, the theatre was carrying on with notable plays like Thornton Wilder's The Skin of Our Teeth, Jean Anouilh's Antigone, and Sean O'Casey's Red Roses for Me.
That old black magic has me in its spell. That old black magic that you weave so well.
Frank Sinatra with that old black magic. A bit of magic was going out of the lives of those at home, though, with rationing on the increase. Hardest blow was widespread petrol rationing, and in New York, Mayor Fiorello LaGuardia went on the air.
Keep your car in the garage unless you absolutely must use it. Eliminate immediately all driving for pleasure or for any borderline purpose. Above all else, don't start a run on your neighborhood dealer.
At the movies, the 1942 cinema goer saw Greg Garson and Walter Pidgeon in Mrs. Miniver, Garson again, this time with Ronald Coleman in Random Harvest, Gary Cooper as the Pride of the Yankees, and Bing Crosby in Holiday Inn with this evergreen song in its score.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know where the treetops glisten.
There was a white, but not a happy Christmas in store for the thus far unstoppable German armies in Russia. The Germans had advanced through to the city that, like El Alamein and Corregidor, was to prove the crucial battle of the Russian front, Stalingrad. Winston Churchill anticipated.
The jaws of another Russian winter are closing on Hitler's armies. 180 German divisions, many of them reduced to little more than brigades by the slaughters and privations they have suffered. They have, of course, the consolation of knowing that they have been commanded and led not by the German General Staff, but by Corporal Hitler
Callback the Past was devised and presented by Percy Seath and comes to you by courtesy of the Springbok Radio Preservation Society of South Africa.